With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk returned to court on Friday, armed with an aggressive defense team.
Tyler Robinson's attorney, Richard Novak, is alleging a conflict of interest because the 18-year-old daughter of a deputy county attorney involved in the case was at the rally where Charlie Kirk was shot and killed. An affidavit presented by prosecutors says the daughter did not see the shooting but heard a loud pop. This is Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray.
This is ambush and another stalling tactic.
The defense also says the rush to seek the death penalty against Robinson is evidence of strong emotional reactions by prosecutors. I'm Ed Donahue.
Middle East expert Dr. Michael Oren believes that the most likely final solution in Iran will be some kind of a deal with the Islamic regime there.
That deal would look like something like Venezuela, where you get rid of the bad guys, get rid of the bad mullahs, which may be redundant. I don't know any good mullahs. And there are elements in the IRGC who say, well, let us take over and we will reorient. We will reorient Iran back to the United States.
And Dr. Michael Oren is a former Israeli ambassador to the United States. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week. Striking New York nurses have resumed contract talks.
The New York State Nurses Association says its bargaining team has begun meeting with negotiators at three Mount Sinai hospitals. The union met Thursday night with administrators at New York Presbyterian, but both sides say little progress was made. Talks have not resumed with Montefiore, the third major hospital system impacted. Each hospital is negotiating with the union separately. About 15,000 nurses walked off the job Monday. The affected hospitals have hired thousands of temporary nurses and say their operations have been running smoothly. I'm Mike Hempen.
And this is SRN News. A new poll asks religious people their views on immigration. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that white evangelical Protestants are the most supportive of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens. Nearly two-thirds agree that people who are in this country illegally have no specific rights under the law, and 57% say all illegals should be deported even if they have no criminal record. White Catholics and mainline Protestants are also conservative on immigration. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas A&M University faculty have been informed that about 200 courses in the College of Arts and Sciences might be affected by a new policy designed to eliminate DEI and the promotion of the LGBT agenda. The A&M System Board of Regents approved the policy back in November. It requires campus presidents to give their okay to courses on topics related to sexual orientation or so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. An encouraging report about U.S. consumer spending from the holiday season, a little higher than many analysts were expecting. It was a delayed report because of last year's government shutdown. It just came out. And Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says November's sales numbers were up a bit.
November retail sales were pretty good. Now, not a blockbuster, but pretty solid. The fact that these sales came in about three-quarters of a point better than the inflation rate year over year shows that people aren't just spending more because things cost more. Like, there's actual real growth here. It's not always even. We are seeing upper-income households supporting a lot of this spending, and we see some categories winning while others are losing.
Overall, retail sales rose a better-than-expected 0.6% in November, following a revised 0.1% decline seen in the month of October. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.